Joe Fisher joins us now, and for Vanderbilt basketball, not worried about bracketology or seeding or any of that, just trying to get the thing back on the rails and play some good basketball.
Would like to be in it.
Yeah.
It's been a struggle the last week or so, and it's funny now, you know, a lot of people say, oh, and now you got to go on the road. They may almost be better off to go on the road. There's so much pressure to win on your home court, and when you've lost a couple in a row, I think that pressure really kind of kicks up a little more. So maybe going on the road when it's kind of you against the world maybe a good thing for them. But, you know, they've got to get back to basics, got to get more production out of the middle. You know, hopefully AJ is feeling better. I believe he is. Saw him practice yesterday. You know, hopefully they can, you know, kind of bounce back. There's a lot of basketball left to play and a lot for them to play for. But I think any of this thought that a couple of weeks ago may have been floating around, wow, you know, they can compete in the East and all that, well, that's all kind of gone on the shelf right now. It's just about trying to compete in one game now, and that's South Carolina.
You'll get a look at the Gamecocks tomorrow night over in Columbia, and Darren Horn's done a good job with that team. Hasn't playing well.
Well, he inherited, you know, practically everybody came back, so it wasn't
right.
Like he went in and the cupboard was bare. He walks in, and Devin Downey and Zam Frederick and Dominique Archie and Mike Holmes and Evga Benulis and Brandis Raley Ross, they're all still there. So he's got a veteran team that he does have playing very well. You know, one of the things that jumps off the page at you a bit is as much as Vanderbilt struggled covering the three-point shot against Florida, you know, South Carolina shooting 38% as a team from three-point range. It's a very big part of their offense. So Vanderbilt's got to get the mindset ready to get out there and cover those three-point shooters, or it could be another long night.
Joe, you got to ask yourself the question, was this team a little overrated defensively? Or are they, you know, a good defensive team who hasn't guarded very well the last couple of games?
I still think, Mark, a lot to do with their defense is things have changed now. I think they feel like there's so much pressure on their defense now because their offense isn't performing very well. And you go down there and you feel like you cannot even afford to make a mistake. You play real tight because you feel like you can't score a lot offensively. I think that, you know, that kind of goes back to that second half against Mississippi State, and it's been that way ever since. The offense has struggled, and the defense has given up a much higher percentage than we saw in those first, 13 games or so. So I think that will alleviate itself a little bit as their offense begins to get better. I don't think they're overrated defensively. I think they're athletic enough, especially in the man-to-man, to play pretty well in that defensive set, but they've got to start shooting the ball better to take some pressure off of it.
We talked a little about signing day earlier this hour. I guess Vanderbilt coach Bobby Johnson and his coaching staff trying to put the finishing touches on their recruiting class, and as we talked about before, the success in the bowl game has to have helped them.
Oh, I don't think there's any question it did. I think it certainly I think there were at least a couple of guys that may have been lukewarm in interest who picked up a notch after not only the bowl trip, but the bowl victory. And we'll see how that pans out coming up next week. But I think they've had a couple of very productive weekends, inviting recruits in on a couple of special weekends in January. And we'll just wait and see. That's a really nervous day when you sit there by the fax machine and by the phone. And, you know everything is not final until you get that signature in your hands. So we'll wait and see, but I think they feel like they're doing very well so far.
Important to Bobby that it seems like he kept his staff intact.
Yeah, think so. Think it proved to be a good thing. I think he was expecting some discussions. There probably were some, maybe a couple we didn't even really talk about. But everybody coming back again, I think, is a real plus. When you look around the conference, and look around the country. And look at all the changes going on.
Oh, look in Columbia,
I mean,
South Carolina,
yeah,
at the revolving door.
And thought that might be a place that was certainly going to knock for a couple of Vanderbilt people. But I'll tell you, I think part of what hurts some of these programs now is that perception of a revolving door. You know, if you go, you know, how long are you going to be allowed to stay? And I think that's, you know, Vanderbilt certainly in the stability issue is at the top of the list, and that's got to be a real plus for them.
A lot of stability on the football broadcast crew as well.
You know? A lot of stability there. We're not going anywhere as far as I know, but you never know until – I think – who is it? Did Andre Dawson said we're all day today? Or,
exactly.
We're kind of all day today. But, you know, and interesting, I don't know if you were listening to the call-in show at all last night. Kevin talked about Mark Godfrey a bit. And, you know, it's kind of – and I guess the best way to put it, it's kind of sad to see college in some ways becoming like the NBA, that you can make changes like this in the middle of a season. And, you know, all this talk about Mark resigning, I don't think anybody's buying the fact that Mark walked in and said, you know, I probably need to step down.
Right.
I don't think that's the case. So, but he's a good guy we've known for a long time, you know, from back before, long before he was at Alabama. And we certainly wish him and his family the best.
Hey, Joe, thanks as always.
All right, see you later.